Now will I say you sooth by St. Thomas, why that I rent out of his book a leaf, for which he smote me so that I was deaf. He had a book that gladly, night and day, for his disport, he would it read alway. He cleaped it Valer and Theophrast, at which book he laughed always full fast. And eke there was sometime a clerk at Rome, a cardinal, that hight St. Jerome, that made a book against Jovinian, in which book eke there was Tertullian, Chrysippus, Trotula, and Eloise, that was abbess not far from Paris, and eke the parables of Solomon, Ovid's art, and books many a one, and all these were bound in one volume. And every night and day was his custom, when he had leisure and vacation from other worldly occupation, to readen in this book of wicked wives. He knew of them more legends and lives than be of good wives in the Bible. For trusteth well, it is an impossible that any clerk will speak in good of wives, but if it be of holy saints' lives, nor of no other woman never the mo, who painted the lion, tell me who. By God, if women had written stories, as clerks have within their oratories, they would have writ of men more wickedness than all the mark of Adam may redress. The children of Mercury and of Venus be in their working full contrarious. Mercury loves wisdom and science, and Venus loveth riot and dispense. And for their diverse disposition, each fails in other's exaltation. As thus, God wot, Mercury is desolate in Pisces, where Venus is exaltate. And Venus fails where Mercury is raised. Therefore no woman of no clerk is praised. The clerk, when he is old and may naught do, of Venus works worth his old shoe. Then sits he down and writes in his dotage that women cannot keep their marriage. But now to purpose, why I told thee that I was beaten for a book, pardee. Upon a night, Jenkin, that was our sire, read in his book, as he sat by the fire, of Eva first, that for her wickedness was all mankind brought to wretchedness, for which that Jesus Christ himself was slain, that bought us with his heart's blood again. Lo, here express of woman may you find, that woman was the loss of all mankind.